3 minutes past seven in the evening, and I'm standing alone, actually, I think, on platform 19 of Waterloo, waiting for the train from Reading to come in. I could have made a dash, actually. On reflection, it wouldn't have been such a dash, but I thought it would have been a dash for the 5 minutes past train. On reflection, I probably should have done that, but I thought I had more chance of getting a seat if I actually waited for this one. No idea what platform the 5 minutes past was on anyway, but I'm standing on platform 19 because I understand that there's a train coming in from Reading at 4 minutes past. However, that said, I think I am the only person standing on here. I'm always rather amused when this happens, that I don't get more people coming up or calling or shouting or something and asking why there's somebody standing with a guide dog on their own on what could well be the wrong platform. Well, no, I think I can hear somebody on the platform now. Maybe it's okay. I think I heard somebody's footsteps. Anyway, the train's due in about a minute's time, and we shall see. Rather a chilly evening. Certainly hasn't warmed up since we had all the snow, but it's nice to have a bit of dryness and not to be worrying about slipping up everywhere. The train you can hear leaving now, I think, is the 5 minutes past. Possibly. Yeah, 1905 according to my phone. So fingers crossed my train should be coming in fairly shortly. Although I have done this before, guessed what platform it was going to be, what train it was going to be, got on, waited, and then discovered that it wasn't going out for another hour. Yep, here it comes. That's good. I think that awful sound is known as wheel flange noise, and it's basically the bit of the wheel which keeps the train on the track, that guides it effectively. It's it being squeezed against the rail as it goes around a fairly tight corner. Good boy, wait there, fans. In front of the door. There's a door, fans. Oh, good boy, you're next to it. Wait there. Wait.
There's a request for more of those jobs.
All off, good. Okay, hop on then, Vance. And I shall shut the door after me. Come on, Vance. Right round, keep going round. In your bottom, and down. Good boy, well done. Do seem to be the only person in the world who ever bothers to shut the doors on these trains. They unfortunately don't have automatic closures on them, and you have to press a button. But it doesn't seem to occur to anybody else, even on the coldest of days, to use that button. And the number of people who just after I've shut the door come along and open it and then leave it open should be a law against it. Anyway, I'm now sitting in a what certainly sounds to be a pretty empty carriage. You can hear the air conditioning and not much else. And it smells of a slightly sweet perfume in here. There must be somebody else in the carriage. I can hear their mobile. It's always funny thinking, actually, that a station like this, if, there we go, someone's opened the door again, a station like this, and left it open, a station like this, if you were travelling overseas, would be totally baffling and overwhelming and difficult to use. But even this, which is one of the busiest stations in the country in terms of passenger numbers. It can seem so familiar when using it every day, and I generally know exactly where I need to go. Even if I can't work out the exact platform the train's going from, I can take a pretty good guess at it and get to the right place. It's now freezing. Cold air blowing in from the left. I'm half tempted to stand up and go and do it, but that would mean leaving Vance unattended whilst I go and find the right button. And it'll probably only get opened again a few seconds later. I'll grin and bear it for now. Well, at least it's reassuring that people are getting on the train. It suggests it might actually be going somewhere. Might have got the right platform. Never know. Nice, actually, to be on the train at a relatively okay time. I'm still not doing very well at actually escaping the office at a sensible hour. But it's slightly more sensible this evening than it was last night. I won't say what time I should be home, because last time I did that, there were then delays and things, and I didn't get home exactly when I expected to. You can hear some very tired footsteps walking on the... I was going to say lino. I don't know actually what kind of floor it is. It's a funny sort of material on these trains. It's not like the flooring you get on most other ones. It's quite a rugged, rough material. It's not... It's sort of hardboardy type thing. I don't know. See, I'm no interior designer. Was quite good for people listening to the footsteps going up the platform, listening to, as I said a moment ago, the sort of slowness, the sluggishness of some people's footsteps as they come onto the train, and listening to the little bit of chatter, not from regular commuters, because regular commuters don't talk, but chatter from day trippers and tourists. And occasionally people talking on their mobile, because for some reason talking on your mobile doesn't offend people, so they think, in the same way as talking to the person next to you might. Very odd world we live in. Anyway, I'm sure you've got better things to be doing than listening to the 1920 to Reading filling up at platform 19 at Waterloo. And if you have got better things to do, then be my guest and go and do them. But also, you're most welcome to stay and keep me company as I wait for this train to leave. That, funnily enough, is me yawning. Who'd have thought it? So there's somebody with a roll of suitcase there, and there was also the bleeping of the doors of some train. Off to the west, southwest of here. remark the other day about the funny noise a train was making, and suggested that it might be from the air compressors that keep the pressure up so that the pneumatic doors can work. I think the sort of hissy noise that you can hear in the background, or sort of electrical hissy noise, is the same thing for this kind of train. I don't know if you can hear it above the air conditioning. Somebody shut the door up the carriage and it was immediately reopened. It's not just me then. Somebody behind me has just got onto the bicycle. I think it may be a folding one though. They seem to be clicking it in various ways. In fact, I believe they may have put it in front of me. Whoever it is who's just come on board with their bike and seems to be undressing completely. I've counted about 5 layers taken off so far. By the sound of it, anyway. There already seem to be people standing in the vestibule behind me, so the train must have filled up quite nicely. Sounds like there's a train coming in on the adjacent track to us. Slowly slowing down. That could be the 19 minutes passed from Winterneat and Riverside, which would mean that we will be off in a minute or so. Sounds like somebody's just arrived with a load of shopping across the aisle.
Train service to Reading. Safety information is displayed on coaches. Please do keep all personal items and belongings with you at all times. If you do see anything suspicious, please tell me or another member of staff. If you do need any help or any assistance, you can locate myself towards the centre of this aircoach service. Thank you, welcome aboard Sandwich Train Service 1922, Reading.
one wonders what the difference between assistant and help is. He said, if you need any help or assistance. Sorry, I'm just being pedantic. I've said it before, but I've always thought that Early is a great name for a station. The train now arriving, Early. Sounds promising. And we're off.
Reading. The next station is Clapham Junction.